It's every Olympic athlete's worst nightmare. After years of preparation, training, and fundraising, an accident mere weeks before the Olympic Games derails everything. Such bad luck just struck Roberto Carcelin of Seattle. But correspondent Tom Bonsi reports, the cross-country skier insists on competing at the Sochi Olympics despite a doctor's advice not to.
In 2010, Roberto Carcelin was the first athlete from his native Peru to ever compete at the Winter Olympics. This month, the Seattle-based e-commerce consultant was in the Austrian Alps training for his second Winter Games when he lost control on a narrow, icy descent. The ski crash left him with one broken rib, several more cracked ribs, and contusions. At the emergency room in Innsbruck last week, Carcelin says a doctor delivered devastating news.
And he told me, well, really sorry, but you're not going to be able to race in the Olympics.
The Austrian doctor recommended 2 to 3 months of rest to let Carcelin's ribcage heal. But the date for the men's 15-kilometer cross-country ski event in Sochi is less than 3 weeks away.
I kind of had a crisis, an emotional crisis, and I'm thinking, okay, this is it. All the work that I've been doing, all the people that they got inspired by the story, everything's going down the drain.
Carcelin stewed about it. In an interview via Skype, he tells me he's now determined to race despite his injuries.
I need to show the rest of the world and all many lives out there that, you know, sometimes there are hard times just to get success. So you need to complete your goals. Don't lose your focus. And, of course, it's going to be painful, but I think I can pull it off.
When I ask him about the risk of failing a drug test due to painkillers, Carcelin says he's not taking medicine, even though he hurts badly. At age 43, Carcelin is the oldest of the 25 athletes from Washington, Oregon, and Idaho headed to Sochi. The Peruvian-American dual national will again walk into the Olympic Stadium carrying Peru's flag. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.